I'm taking up a collection.
Are you?
I'm taking up a lot. Anyone who has power.
Yes.
Please bring it to my house.
Yes. That'd be cool if you could transfer it.
Me and Courtney will share.
You know what the thing is? It's so bad. I believe we also here at the radio station are on backup power.
I think we are.
Are we?
I will say this. The power outages were so severe that we have 9 radio stations in
this
building.
There's a lot of stuff going on here.
Some big ones, some small ones. At one point during the storm, 7 of them were on backup generators for our transmitters.
Wow.
Here in the building, I'm pretty sure our building, the power is on.
This is us.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh. I was wondering why it's like cold in here, kind of. So I was oh, maybe it's because I'm just cold.
You're just always complaining about the heat and the cold.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's either too hot or too cold.
Yes, it is. And you have layers on, so put another layer on.
I need more pants.
A
second layer of pants.
Yes.
Are you wearing some of those tight things?
I'm wearing leggings.
Leggings.
Yeah.
With unicorns on them.
Well, and you have sandals on, too.
Yeah, I wore my boots in, and I was like, I don't want to wear these all day.
Yeah,
so I got
my
slides.
Boots with the fur.
They do have fur.
They literally are boots with fur.
With the
fur rim.
Yeah. And if you're keeping track this morning, John, Courtney, without power.
No power.
Still waiting out in Saco.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Joe, 20 inches of snow, but still has power.
But I feel like I'm the lucky one.
Because
we did not lose power through the storm. I know what that's like. It's horrible.
Yep.
CMP update. Let me do a refresh here. And it's mostly Cumberland and York County people without power, which is where the ice hit the most.
I was thinking today would be a big day because I know they had other crews that they were calling in for some help.
So today should be good.
I think today they'll get a lot on.
Just under 102,000 customers without power.
Okay.
Wow. That's so many, though. Like,
yeah.
I mean, less than the other day, though.
A lot of people are making comparisons to the ice storm of 98, which... similar, but I think there was a lot more icing back then.
It was worse.
Go back and look at the photos from 98, and you're right.
Because
you do kind of think the last big ice storm we had something like massive like this was 98. Boy, that 98 storm was a different animal. Those pictures are unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. The pictures are crazy.
Yeah, I think we forget in time how bad it was. Mm-hmm. But you go back and look at those pictures from 98, and I feel lucky with this one.
Yeah, this was like... we had a little snow that day, and then ice. This was just like straight up.
But again,
ice.
Doesn't make you feel any better when you're outside trying to deal with this stuff, clean it up, and
it's cold.
It's cold.
It is.
It's bad. Sorry.
I know it couldn't have been no power on one of those days where it's like 50 degrees. You know.
And then, with no generator because our son borrowed it last week,
and you're thinking, I won't need a generator.
Won't need it. We're just supposed to get like...
there's no snow on the ground.
There's supposed to be maybe an inch or two of snow, and then it's turning to rain. I don't need the generator. You don't have to bring it home yet. Don't worry about it. And then we needed it. And we have a propane fireplace that we use as a backup heat source. It's a secondary heat source. But it requires electricity to run, of which there was none.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Or it has a little battery backup inside a little battery starter, right?
Oh, cool.
It's 2D batteries. Well, they were corroded.
Oh, no.
Ew.
So I'm up early in the morning with a wire brush, and I'm working, tinkering under the fireplace, scrubbing the battery terminal connections and everything, and I couldn't get it going. I called Waltz and Sons Propane, who were very quick to tell me there's nothing you can do.
Nothing you can do about it.
That's awful.
Yeah. Was it just the connections?
I love them, by the way.
Was it the batteries corroded themselves?
So, as it turns out, I fixed it by bridging 2 connections with a piece of tin foil.
With tin foil?
And it worked!
Science.
That's a lot of work to go through for that, man. If you needed D batteries, Courtney's got like tons of them at home.
I have stockpiles.
Yeah. They're in her bedroom drawer.
Why did the conversation go there? Oh, my God.